Patient's last name is L-A-M space W-O-N-G. First name is O-I space M. Date of visit is May 22, 2025. Date of birth is April 27, 1948. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is right hand weakness. Next paragraph. History President Nunes. Patient is a 76-year-old female, kind of achieving a right hand weakness. So first of all, patient. Patient has been having right hand weakness for 3 years. So first up, in the past, a common patient see in Kaiser, K-A-I-S-E-R, Kaiser neurologist. So first up, a patient was previously diagnosed of right hand weakness. So first up, a patient was previously diagnosed of alien hand syndrome for the right hand. So first up, a patient has right-sided right arm weakness. So first up, have some right-sided numbness, right hand numbness. So first up, denies any diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First up, denies any stroke-like symptoms otherwise. First up, denies any double vision. First up, next pair of past medical history, diabetes. Next number, alien hand syndrome. Next pair of current medication, glipizide, metformin, lisinopril, lovastatin, vitamin D2, vitamin B12, aspirin 81 milligrams per day. Next for allergies, no known drug allergies. Next for social history, patients married with 2 children. First time patients retired, patient does not smoke, patient does not drink alcohol, patient does not use illicit drugs. Next for family history. Mother have the similar problem with the right hand weakness. So first patient mother also have diabetes. So first time next for review system, patient has weakness in the right hand. First patient also have numbness in the right hand. First up, next paragraph. Neurologic examination, mental status examination, patients awake and alert. So first up, speech fluent. So first up, memory is intact. So first up, next paragraph, diagnostic test, a brain MRI was done. First up, the brain MRI shows, let's go back to neurological examination. Patient right hand show posturing with tremors. First up, she also rigidity of affecting the right arm and right shoulders. Next paragraph, a brain MRI. Brain MRI was evaluated. First up, it shows there's no stroke. There's no stroke lesions. First up, there's no mass lesions. Next paragraph, impression. Alien hand syndrome, comma, right-handed. First up, next recommendation. Explain to patient of the above diagnosis. Next number. Patient was currently taking Sinemet, for a possible history of Parkinson's disease. The first up, a patient would like to continue to take the medication. First up, explain to patient common side effects from the medication, which included nausea, vomiting. First up, next over, explain to patient of the above diagnosis. Next over, explain to patient common side effects. Next over, recommendation probably in August. August 19, first up, this marks the end of the patient. Next patient last name is L-A-M space W-O-N-G. First name is O-I. Date of visit is March 3, 2024. Date of birth is April 27, 1948. And next pair of chief complaint, Parkinson's disease, according to first up, an X-ray history present in this patient. As a patient is a 75-year-old female, common chief complaint of Parkinson's disease. The first up, patient tells me that she has right side, right arm, hand tremor and tingling. First up, a patient is a neurologist in Maryland. First up, a patient has history of tremors and shaking. First up, the right arm is not functioning. First up, patient was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease before. First up, patient has right side of rigidity. First up, a patient denies any hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First up, there's no double vision. First up, next paragraph. Physical examination, patients awake and alert. First up, following commands appropriately. First up, next number. Patient has right-sided right-hand tremors. First up, there's some rigidity. First up, there's some motor strength weakness. First up, the right arm strength is 4 out of 5. First up, Sensory examination patients decrease sensation to the right arm for stomach swerve depression. Possible Parkinson's disease of first of patients in doctors in Maryland before diagnosed her with Parkinson's disease. First of a patient has been taking carbidopa levodopa, which helps her a little bit. First of a patient has right arm weakness. First of there's also right tremors. First up, the family tried to get me the medical records from Maryland for stomach suffer. A recommendation, I will obtain a brain MRI, to definitively evaluate for a stroke, brain lesions, and also evaluate for Parkinson's disease for stomach suffer. I will also schedule a patient for an EMG nerve conduction study for the arms, to evaluate for compressive neuropathy, cervical radiculopathy, carpal tunnel syndrome, we'll also explain to patient the common side effects from the cinnamon, which include nausea, vomiting, recommendation, follow with me, this marks the DNA dictation. Next patient last name is C-H-E-N. First name is X-I-N-G-M-E-I. Date of visit is April 22, 2024. Date of birth is September 13, 1940. Thanks for a chief complaint, neck pain, first up. Next for history present known as patient is an 83-year-old female coming she complained of neck pain. First up, a patient tells me that she also has significant leg pain. First up, a patient tells me that she has been having neck pain and leg pain for 5 years. So first up, and the neck pain is severe. First up, intensity is 7 out of 10. First up, patient tells me that it could be a sharp shooting sensation from the neck down to both arms. So first up, patient has radicular symptoms down to both arms. So first up, her arms are weak. First up, the legs are also painful. First up, a patient tells me that she has leg weakness. So first up, she has muscle pain in the legs. So first up, she also has low back pain. First up, she described low back pain as shooting sensation down to both legs. So first up, patient has a lump of radicular symptoms. So first up, past medical history. Past medical history, high blood pressure. Next number, heart disease 16 years ago. Next number, past surgical history, knee surgery. Next paragraph, current medication, Atenolol, 25 milligrams a day. Next number, aspirin. Pain medication, Tylenol. Tylenol medication, 500 milligrams as needed every 6 hours. Thanks for allergies. Patient's known drug allergies. Thanks for social history. Patient's widow with 4 children. First up, patient does not smoke. A patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Thanks for family history. There's no family history of similar medical condition. Please don't have review system. Patient's hair loss or sore throat, bloody nose, chest pain, palpitation, short breath, abdominal pain, muscle pain, cramps. First up, next for a impressionable one, neck pain. First up, a differential diagnosis would include the degenerative joint disease and bulging discs. Number two, low back pain, come over with the radiating sensation down to both legs. First up, a differential diagnosis would include degenerative joint disease and with lumbar radiculopathy. First up, recommendation to obtain an x-ray of the neck and also x-ray of the lumbar spine to evaluate for the degenerative joint disease the first time summer. First up, next summer, recommendation continue to take the Tylenol as needed basis the first time next summer. We'll also give the patient gabapentin 100 milligrams of 1-POT-ID for the nerve pain symptoms. The first time explain to patient common signs and symptoms of the side effects from these medications, including sleepiness, drowsiness, and sedation. First time next summer. I will also recommend patient obtain physical therapy for the neck pain and the low back pain for 7 severe. Recommendation probably after she done the X-ray, so for stem X-ray, but this marks a denotation. Next patient. Next patient, last name is C-H-E-N. First name is X-I-N-G-M-E-I. Date of visit is September 23, 2024. Date of birth is September 13, 1940. Next we have a chief complaint, low back pain and neck pain. For stem X-ray, history present in this patient has a low back pain and neck pain. First up, a patient has been taking gabapentin. First up, it helps her significantly. First up, there's no side effects. So first up, patient is tolerating well to the neck pain and low back pain from the gabapentin. First up, a patient is there's no stomach upset. There's no sleepiness. So first up, there's no other new medications she's taking. First up, patient is tolerating well to the med. First up, next program. Impression, low back pain, comma, DJD. First up, patient has a disjoint hip joint disease in the low back, comma, causing low back pain and lumbar radicular symptoms. So first up, number neck pain. Patient also the degenerative joint disease in the neck, comma, so causing cervical neck pain with the radicular symptoms. For stemming sperm, a patient is picking, patient has been taking gabapentin 100 milligrams at 3 TID, comma, and has that has been very effective. First up, a recommendation continue to take that. First up, this is going to for sexual integration, common side effects, comma, including sleepiness, drowsiness, and sedation. First up, explain patient, let me know immediately if she develop any of those any side effects. So first up, next part of it, this marks the denotation. Next patient, next patient, last name is a Free, F-R-E-E, first name is William. Date of a visit is October 17, 2024. Next, we're referring physician is Niall Roche, N-I-A-L-L. Last name is Roche, R-O-C-H-E, M-D. Next, we're referring to Dr. Roche. I have the pleasure to see Free, William Free today for an initial evaluation for tingling, numbness in the toes and the feet. Next, we're history present in this patient is a 76-year-old male, 75-year-old male, from which she complained of a tingling and numbness in the toes and the feet. First, the patient tells me that he's been having significant tingling and numbness in the toes and the feet for the last 6 months. The first time it has been progressively getting worse. The first time he described it as a tingling numbness in the bottom of the toes. The first time the patient also have and then the symptoms spread to the balls of the feet and then the bottom of the feet and also into the heels. So first up, there's also a burning sensation. First up, the symptoms are progressively worsening. First up, next paragraph, a past medical history, appendectomy, hip surgery, surgery, or right shoulder surgery, psoriasis, psoriatic arthritis, spondylolisthesis, high blood pressure, atrial fibrillation, diverticulosis, high cholesterol. Next for care medication, Enbrel, Flomax, atorvastatin, valsartan, metoprolol, Xarelto, Advil, and Cialis. Next for allergies, patients are allergic to amoxicillin, causing hives. Next for social history, patient is a widow with one child. First off, a patient does not smoke, patient does not drink alcohol. Family history, a sister of psoriatic arthritis. Next for review system, patient has chest pain, palpitation, joint pain, shoulder pain. First up, next paragraph, a neurologic examination, patient, a sensory examination, patient has decreased sensation to the toes, bilateral toes and bilateral bottom of the feet. The first up, patient has decreased sensation to pinprick and light touch to bilateral toes. The first up, next paragraph, impression to peripheral neuropathy. First up, a patient has a sensory peripheral neuropathy. First up, this is likely idiopathic peripheral neuropathy. First up, this is found on the EMG nerve conduction study today. First time, next recommendation, explain to patient the above diagnosis. Next up, we'll start a metabolic workup, which included a comprehensive metabolic panel, folic acid level, vitamin B12 level, set rate, hemoglobin A1C, folic acid level, TSH, free T4, protein electrophoresis, these all blood workup, to check for possible causes for neuropathy. Next up, explain to patient the medication would include the gabapentin, 300 milligrams twice a day. First off, explain to patient the medication may help with his symptoms. So first off, explain to patient common side effects from the medication, which include sleepiness, drowsiness, and sedation. First time, explain to patient to discontinue medication if he develop any of the side effects. The first time, sir, recommendation follow with me in 1 month. The first step, the next part of it is marked for gene application.